the FNX Breakfast Show podcast on WFNX.com.
We are joined in studio by Chris Bolter. Hey, man, how are you?
How's it going?
ChrisBolterMagic.com, ChrisInYourHead.com, our website you can find Chris at.
So Chris is going to play My Song Is Better Than Yours at 9, but we figured we'd have you in here earlier because you blew our minds the last time. Yep. So what do you have for us today,
Chris? I want to try something again with Fletcher, if you don't mind. Yeah. I just got a little card here. All I want you to do is write something down on it. Now, this could be absolutely anything. Try to make it something that's kind of specific to you, though. You know, so that's a broad perspective right there. So it could be like a name.
Dirtbag.
It could be a place. It could be a number. That has some significance in your little world.
Okay. And I just write it here on the line.
Just write it down.
I'm not showing it to you.
Yeah, you're not showing me.
Fletcher has the card. It's basically a business card, it looks like.
Yeah, it's just a blank piece of paper.
Right.
All right.
I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to think of one word that describes you. I can think of 10.
Just write it clearly so that Keith can verify.
It has to describe me.
Yeah, I mean, just something that's like from your life. Could be like, say you had a dog when you were 5 years old. Remember the name of the dog,
for example.
But don't do that because that's whatever.
You should do Bono.
Yeah,
I thought about.
Of course,
that.
Don't say it out loud because it kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, Keith, stop shouting things. Okay, now what?
Now let me see. I'm not gonna look at it.
Okay.
But put it face down in my hand. Okay. I'm not looking.
You have wondering eyes. I'm
not
looking. You have wondering eyes.
Can you see it?
I see it. I see what it is.
Can
I know
you
what
see
it
what
is.
What it says?
Yes,
okay,
I can.
Perfect. Now all I'm going to do is just hide it in my wallet and just put it face down.
Put it in the wallet. That's some sort of tricky magic wallet.
Yeah, you think it would be? It's just business cards. Okay, so I'm going to say that you wrote down. It's obvious. Is it a word?
Yes.
Okay, because it could have been a number. It could have been a picture.
Yeah, it's a word.
But you wrote down a single word. Now I don't know exactly what this is, but I'm guessing that it's the name of something, right?
It is. It is.
It is the name of something.
The name of something. Yes.
Name of something. It's not a person.
No.
No. It's got to be like, is it a place or an animal or something like that?
It is one of those.
It is an animal, isn't it?
It is.
It is. Okay. Is this an animal that you currently have now?
Yes.
It is. Is it a dog?
Yes.
No, but you didn't write that, though. You just wrote the name.
I just wrote the name.
You
I
just wrote the name. You didn't,
I didn't write
the
that
details.
It was a dog.
Is it a small dog?
No.
No, okay. Well,
nah.
It's all right. Not quite a wrong answer.
You got the buzzer anyway.
It's a 50-50.
Okay.
It's a short kind of name. It's like 5-6 letters, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. First sound starts with maybe an R?
Yes.
Is that an R?
It is an R.
He did not look at the card.
Keep going. No, it's still
hidden. Still in the wall, and I'm sitting here watching.
He actually put a steno over it. So.
Yeah. So, It sounds like it could be the name of a place. Does that make any sense to you?
The name of a... Not really, no.
Okay, maybe I'm reaching here a little bit, but is it Rigby?
Yes.
Is it really?
It is.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How do you know
come
that?
On. I don't understand.
I don't understand either.
All right, he's pulling the card back out of his
wallet. You told me. And that's
Fletcher, that's the name of your dog,
it
correct?
Is. My boxer is the small dog. You were thrown off by the size, but yeah.
Right. And I would even argue that Rigby could be a place. There could be a town called Rigby.
Yeah, it sounds something.
There is actually Rigby, Idaho.
There you go.
That's where there's
I don't know how you did that one, and it sort of freaks me out, and I don't know if I feel comfortable. If you want to have him test you, 781-595-9369. 781-595-WFNX.
You didn't see the card. So I was right.
No, I didn't see it, man.
He didn't even.
Write it down,
and his wallet's not see-through.
No,
as far
no.
As I
can tell. Just to get it out of the way.
All right.
Just to get out of the way.
781-595-9369 if you would like to try him out.
The FNX Breakfast Show Podcast.
So that was the WFNX triple play as well. So, we're tabulating your text right now. So if you there's still time to text in. And, of course, you can text in more than once. Text WFNX to 22122. Are we going to play a Jay-Z song?
Maybe.
Oh, Fletcher, what? Are we going to play a Jay-Z song?
Maybe.
No, we're not.
Oh.
No. So this is just for the sold-out Vampire Weekend show, but that's still great.
Which is very, very cool.
So, you can text right now. In the studio, we're joined by Chris Bolter.
Oh, that's when I should have played this.
Yeah.
ChrisInYourHead.com. He's sent some impressive things already in the studio this morning.
And now he wants to try one with a listener. We've got somebody on the phone. What is your name?
Carrie.
Do you believe in mind reading?
Yeah, I do.
Awesome. So this will be really fun then. All I want you to do is I'm going to ask you to think of a number for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, it can be any number you want. Now, Fletch, you're verifying this for me, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to write down a number, then I'm going to drop my pen. And, Carrie.
Yeah.
What's the number you're thinking of? It could be any number. Just give me what number you're thinking of. Now, I dropped the
okay.
The pen, so I'm not down. What do you got for a number, Carrie?
13.
13. Is there a specific reason why you thought of 13? Usually it's an unlucky number.
I know. Well, some people think it's unlucky. I don't necessarily believe that.
I think it's unlucky. Okay, we'll see how lucky it is today.
Well, he wrote down 13 on the pen.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No.
And you did put your pen down. I saw him put his pen down.
Put it right down. Now, Carrie, do you want to try one more thing for me while we get a second?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
I have a little card here, and I'm going to take some notes on a couple of things that we're about to talk about. Get rid of the 13. I want you to think of now another number. Make this one a bigger number. And I'm actually going to write this down. You guys are verifying.
Okay, yes.
This is kind of like what we did last time.
Okay.
So, what's that new number you're thinking of? Now, this can be any number. This could be 1 to a million. So
4927.
And do you have a favorite city? Do you travel a lot? Do you have a favorite place to go?
Bonaire in the Dutch Caribbean.
And we're done with you for a second, Carrie. Keith, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any money in your pocket?
No.
You don't?
No.
Absolutely not at all?
No. I have gum.
You have gum?
Yeah.
That's okay.
There might be some lint.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm just going to write down no money and has gum. Now, you see the wallet?
Right? I do, yes.
See the wallet. Inside the wallet. Hang on, Carrie. We're almost done.
It's the wallet of tricks.
It's the wallet. No, it's the wallet
of twists and turns.
It's the wallet of truth.
Inside the wallet, sealed envelope. We'll get rid of that for just a second.
Okay.
Inside the envelope is a letter. Okay, this is a letter that I wrote a few days ago.
All right.
Okay. And I'm actually going to have Keith, would you read that out for me?
Sure.
You read out the last one. So in a nice loud voice for me.
What's up, Keith and Fletcher? If all goes according to plan, then the details I predicted below should correctly describe what was mentioned with our caller and you guys. A caller named Carrie will say the number 4927. They'll also think of a city that they love, Bonaire. It will be, and Keith will have exactly this much money on him. No money has gone. Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Carrie.
Unbelievable.
Thank you, Carrie. All right, Chris, so we're going to play My Song is Better Than Yours with you coming up. You're against challenger George Killian. That's on the way.
Awesome.